I'm Brandon.
And I'm Brandon.
And welcome back to Apollo City Comics, your anything and everything comic book podcast. Hello.
Hey.
It has been a while since we recorded an episode. It's been a good month or so. But hey, we kept on telling you guys, like, we're going to do some cool stuff. We have cool things to announce, and there's a lot of cool things. Well, guess what? One of the first big cool things was announced. And it's really exciting. We are launching a punk rock themed comic book anthology. We are working with lesser known comics to put this thing out. Before we get into these details, you better snuggle up and listen and take some notes with probably a cup of coffee that you got from Coffee and a Comic. So go check out coffeeandacomic.com. And dude, Frank's been up to some cool stuff lately. He's got his brick and mortar up and running. Go visit him if you're in that area. I think it's over in the Orange County area. It's way, you know, it's a nice place. It's nice.
Over on my side of the country.
I know, man. I'm complete opposite. I'm going to go visit just for that, though. It's so worth it. And you could go...
He's operating completely on his own too, right?
He is.
Yeah,
he is. He's kicking ass, dude. New stuff every week. He's the only thing that's. I literally just buy comics off of him now. Like I bagged and boarded books with some coffee and some stickers, and I get to read it and then just put it away because I don't gotta bag and board anything or hunt down bags and boards, or my coffee's already there. Save me a trip. It's beautiful. It's a nice little combo. And you get 15% off your order with the code below. And go set up a pull list. You'll get everything, everything. There's nothing he won't or can't get ever.
Get it specialized for you.
Yes. So, and you know, honestly, Frank's a big punk rock fan too. He fucking threw in some, I'm already cussing, damn. He threw in some Rancid and Anti-Flag stickers in one of my orders. And I just like wanted to cry. So perfect, perfect combo to go with this. Who knows? Maybe we'll sell the anthology in a store.
Yeah.
But so, huh? We are launching, and it's really cool. This has kind of been leading up to certain things. We've made some great connections with people. We've networked a lot. We've done a lot since we've been on the show. It's insane that, like, you know, I kind of started the show because I wanted to be involved with comics somehow, no matter what. I used to do internships for like Comics First and. The Daily Fandom and write articles and do interviews and all that type of stuff. And I just like wanted to have a niche, a way into comics. And, you know, you and I both grew up very much familiar with punk rock roots and, you know, music and how things are done. And
kind of just,
you know, we just kind
of, well, it also just kind of stems like back to like the first days we were getting to know each other. It's just like similar taste in music too. I mean, it's kind of been like part of that foundation of like our friendship. It's been kind of like what shapes, you know, it's like many other people when they listen or I guess consume a certain style of music. Like we're in a day and age where we listen to like all types of genres, right? But like punk rock was one of those things that like kind of shaped like the shows you went to, the clothes you wear, you know, the kind of people you surround yourself with, you know, just like any other scene of music. So
yeah, exactly. And it's, you know, we've had a great response to this already. And that's the exciting part. You know, we've Mark from Lesser Known Comics is the one, you know, guiding us and like helping us through this too. So big shout out to Mark. He and being able to work with Lesser Known and try, you know, get this printed and published through them too. It's going to be on their catalog after this as well. So that's the exciting part. You know, people who take part in this are getting first time published probably, or, you know, mega pretty great exposure at that point. And it's exciting for us because, you know, the indie DIY part that this show has always been, we've never really tried to do exactly what's popular and what's trending and, you know, what's kind of out. We really, you know, and as great as, you know, all the shows that cover that aspect of news and everything are, you know, we always just wanted to cover what's like interesting us in the moment. And, you know, people could discover Paul Pope and people could check out, you know, random like the back issue comic episodes that we did and things like that. We've always just wanted to like add more exposure to everything. And that's what this whole project is kind of about. You know, we've interviewed primarily, pretty much mostly, except for Kari Andrews, indie creators, indie artists, upcoming artists, Michael Douglas. Like, there's so many people that we've had on the show that were just breaking out. Illuminati, right when he got his thing going, we were one of the podcasts that interviewed him, and that dude's like huge now. Insane. And so there's so many cool indie creators that we've helped, and that's what we're trying to do. And you know, we're also indie creators. We're gonna have stories in the book as well. We're gonna have our first, you know, kind of works out there. We're really trying to get as many people out there and getting a book in all of our hands that we could call that's ours. And just, you know, cherish
make
that.
A comic, yeah, make a comic for the sake of making one, and just trying to, you know, you and I have talked about how, like, you know, we'd love to make comics as a living, and it's just the way the world works. You know, we work in fields that are like nowhere related to that because we still got to pay bills.
Yeah.
And you know, we're finally getting to a point where we're like, all right, we're finally meeting creators and being creators.
Exactly. And that's like, it's kind of the whole end game, you know. We want to be, we were writers, we went to school for writing, you know. This is, the show has always been about us watching and studying the craft and analyzing comics, and the show's always been like us choosing stories that we're both interested in and that we would love to share with other audiences for specific reasons. And that, I mean, that's a big reason why, like, you know, it's not like a trendy type of show where we're doing news all the time. We cover, we talk about a lot of news, you can't help it, but this has always been about like kind of an educational, but hang out with your friends and let's, you know, share some thoughts and analyze it and point things out. Look at story, look at structure, panels, layouts, coloring, lettering, where we try to analyze all of that here.
Yeah.
Because we want to like, make that.
Hanging out, shooting the shit, watching a movie, and then just like laughing and talking shit about the movie we're watching, you know, it's, but also kind of like seeing what we, you know, found interesting in general and just kind of like how things transcend and kind of transform as they go from different mediums, from comic books to like film, for instance, you know.
Exactly. And I mean, who knows what could come after this? We're in touch with a lot of really cool other creators out there that are very ambitious and doing interesting stuff. So we never know what can happen next. But, you know, we've gotten a lot of the similar questions about this anthology. And this is also, you know, we just want to preface completely, like, this is our first time doing this, and this is
publishing. What's that?
Publishing, putting something like this together, like, you know, and we didn't expect the reception we've gotten so far, so we were a little unprepared. You post something up and it's one of those things where you're like, man, five people are gonna check this out.
Yeah,
you know,
like, I mean, like, when we were like, yeah, let's do this, we're like, cool, maybe like five people will be down to contribute, maybe, you know.
We did a 60 page limit. We're just like, we could somehow get 10 stories in total, like, in 3 months, you know, and we're having such a big response to it, we might be able to do more than we originally thought, which is going to be exciting for even more people. And that's the cool part, the more submissions we get in now and the more responses and the more sharing, that means more people can get their stuff out there. And that means we can do more with these books. That means we could get more variants and like cool stuff and like get more artists' art inside of there. That's the whole thing. It's all about creating art. And that's what we've always loved. We've always loved just showing and expressing. And we just want to have somebody, if somebody gave us this opportunity in that sense, I think of it this way personally, like, where we could submit something and it gets published and kickstarted, and I help, you know, share the Kickstarter and everything because my art is in there, and then I have a copy of my book and my comic in my hands. Like, I think that'd be a very exciting thing, and I'm sure for a lot of other people out there it'd be a very exciting thing. And that's what we're looking for. We're looking to see, and that's why we kind of chose punk rock too, is that through punk rock, I can't tell you what punk rock is. Is it, you know, fashion? Is it music? Is it lifestyle? Is it attitude? You know, it's like what you make it.
Yeah, it's a culmination of so many things. And, you know, in this day and age where there's so many genres, subgenres, like, you know, punk rock alone has like how many subgenres? Like, I can't even imagine trying to like count every single one, you know, like,
I don't even know like how to categorize subgenres.
Yeah, exactly. And then like, you know, there's also like that small side of things of people, or I guess that small corner of people that like to gatekeep and kind of, you know, tell you what something is. Like, this isn't punk enough, this isn't metal enough, or whatever. And, you know, this is too heavy for punk or too soft for punk. You know, just, I've met people like that, and I've always, you know, hated it because I grew up, you know, we've talked about on the podcast, I grew up a very pop punk appreciator. Like,
yeah, same. That's what we grew up with in the 90s. You know what I mean?
Like, I love Newfound Glory. I love Blink-182. I love Alkaline Trio, Green Day. And I even love newer pop punk bands like Stan Atlantic or, you know what I mean? Like, it's, I never was one to like make a big deal in like pigeonholing what constitutes as like punk or pop punk. But growing up listening to these certain types of bands, you're always told like it wasn't punk enough. Or whatever, you know?
Yeah, because it wasn't like, you know, Rancid or, you know, U.S. Agents, or
it wasn't, you know, Green Day's 1039 Smooth Out Slappy Hours or Plunk, you know, and anything after that. I think that's the first album. It's like a mixture of EPs. Mm-hmm. But like once you get to Dookie Up, like that's not real punk because they sold out, and like
Anti Flag, like getting in trouble for being on a major label to get more, you know, money exposure for
like
the album.
If you're not on Fat Records or like No Effects Approved, you're not punk, you know, like,
or if you're not like the Germs or like the early Damned and shit, like that, like
you're not a true Rancid fan unless you listen to Operation Ivy, you know,
Operation Ivy, that's the only true, you know what I mean? Like,
if
you don't appreciate Sandinista from the Clash. You're not punk rock.
I actually really like that album.
I love that album. Sandinista's amazing.
Like, yeah, I love. I even like Cut the Rope or whatever.
Hell yeah.
Whatever it's called. Cut the Crap.
Oh, Cut the Crap. Yeah, that's the one that
one was like,
yeah, that everyone knows that. But, you know. But I mean.
But like.
Also, like, the thing about punk is, like, it goes beyond all that. Because, you know what? The Talking Heads are really fucking cool. Like, you know, like Joe Strummer said. Like, we want to know what punk rock means to you as a person, and it doesn't have to be through the story. It could be how you draw it, how you tell your story, how you characters act, what the, even if it's a backdrop, like, is it that means the environment is punk rock? It's, I'm not, what we're looking for when we say what is punk rock or a punk rock themed anthology is having an element that is reflected through it. So it's not even like a picky thing, you know. I'm not looking for anything deep.
I don't need a comic of a guy playing like three power chords and, you know, screaming into a mic. You know,
it could be just expressed through the art, and like the story has nothing to do with punk rock. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But and if it's a great story, that I want to put it in.
And we hate to have to control what punk is, right? But like we want to see how you can express why it's important to you or why you want to create this story, but also within that realm. You know?
Yeah, exactly. So it's just one of those cool things. So we're really just looking for support, community support, because we've had great community support through the podcast. So our first thought is, you know, maybe we should reach out, and that's, you know, lesser known comics are really great friends of ours, and they're going to like make sure this happens, and we're going to work together to ensure that this happens. And we already have like a bunch of really cool ideas for bunch of like accessories and like stickers and like all this type of cool stuff that are just be really fun for everybody to have, especially for creators, and hopefully continue doing this. We want to make this like, if not an annual, an ongoing thing to an extent, because it's going to be really worth it.
And not just that, like it's one of those things that, like, you know, if this does well and then we are able to continue on and actually, like you're saying, make it be something that is continuous, then that opens the floodgates to any other type of genre. Like, we can say, you know, this anthology is going to be fantasy based. Mm-hmm. And then that's a whole other thing of like what fantasy is to you. And then, you know, who knows? We do a sci-fi one and then we do a Western, whatever. Like,
yeah, that'd be wild.
I know, right? I'm just like naming all the genres. Like, the punk rock thing is just more of, hey, we love this lifestyle of music, like, you know, the community that's around it. Why don't we start with that?
Exactly. So, I mean, that's just kind of the covers the essence of like when people are asked to like, what are you looking for in the terms of punk? You know what I mean? That's a very common one I'm getting right now. Another one is just, you know, if you want to submit something, if you're looking to submit a pitch, What we're looking for with a pitch is just a general idea of the story so we can understand what happens. Yes. Of course, the page count. We want to be able to see it really clearly. And we may have to ask some people for more information because, you know, we're learning to how specific we need to be asked for stuff like that too.
Yeah.
But that's why we're available to answer questions as well. But just essentially the pitch with some concept art, because we want to understand where the story's going to go. And we also want to have a general idea of what it could look like. That's really what's going to seal the deal in that one. And then if you have completed stories, by all means, submit them in. That makes it a little bit easier. And the reason why we're accepting pitches as well is that we know, you know, people need to make the art. And not everyone has a completed thing, but if they feel like they're confident enough to get this done and work with us on that, then that's the cool part. You know, you'll be able to move forward without wasting your time on a story in that sense. So that's what we're really looking for there. But overall, what the main thing is going to be about is
what I was going to talk about is like a big thing that I want people to, you know fully understand. And again, transparency to me is like the best way to go. Is, and I've made it very clear that I've told, and I keep repeating myself, but I want to make sure that this message is sent across, that it's just you and I. First time everything. Like, I've never tried publishing a book. I've never tried rallying a group of people to create a book. And I've also never been one to look at submissions to some sort of creative outlet. So with that said, I'm trying to make sure I give enough time and energy to every story that's submitted to fully make sure that we make the right call if we move forward or not, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And with that is a time commitment. And we want to make sure that, you know, people understand that if you submit one, we are going to do our best to get to it as soon as possible, but we don't want to spend any less energy on any other story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And that's the cool part, you know, and it's just, you know, it could also give you time, depending how things really go, where we can move forward with more pitches or come back to people very shortly after and see if they want to still get it out there. That's the kind of response we're getting, and that's how exciting this is. And we, you know, we're going to be kickstarting this. We're going to be working with Lesser Known Comics to help kickstart this. And we'll all be kind of try to get comps for creators. We can't promise any sort of pay at the moment, and we want to be super clear about that. And this isn't like a profit thing. This is all a passion thing. But
yeah, I think we're right.
I mean, yeah, it's one of those things. Like, it's where we want to invest into what's best into it, because what essentially us doing this for the first time and it being a Kickstarter, like, we don't know the outcome. And there's no reason I could promise somebody pay and then not deliver on it at that point. I'd rather be able to give you guys comps. I'd want to give you guys merch. I'd want to have a way to spread this into more creators, maybe even make it bigger, a better quality. That's the type of thing. This is all just to make a really killer comic book.
Yeah, and I think... sorry, finish your sentence.
Oh, no. And I mean, that's just the cool part about it, is that, you know, the more, the better we do, the more things that come out of it. Because there's no way for us to... unless we're doing, you know, dollars at that point. But we can't predict that. I literally can't predict. I just want to cover printing costs and make some cool stretch goals and see how many people we can get involved for variants to have other artists on it as well, and kind of just see what happens. So each round we'll be learning a lot and stuff like that. But there's we have some great mentors and experience to be helping us out through this too.
Yeah, I think the best course of action that we could take is, we're going to figure out costs, you know, what does it cost to publish, distribute, and print, all that stuff. And then from there, you know, I'm pretty sure the Kickstarter will cover that. And then I think you and I have agreed that the best, the most that we could hope for is to get a physical copy into everyone's hands that contributed.
Mm-hmm.
At the very least, that's like the main goal. And then, you know, depending on how a Kickstarter does, how well received, or hopefully not, but how poorly received it can go, you know, like, depending on how much it can make to cover these costs, we could further add benefits to that if it hits a certain threshold.
Yeah, we'll have a lot of extra little goodies and rewards. That's our fun part about it. And I mean, that's the cool, like, I mean, it's the punk rock thing about it. I mean, imagine having a patch of something. So that's gonna be a lot of fun. But other than that, I mean, completed work, and if it's completed, it's been published somewhere else, that's fine. You know, if you want to publish your story at another place, that's totally fine. This is just kind of like an open call.
Make it a big deal. We're just trying to get people to make stories.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So those are kind of like the biggest ones I seem to be getting. I believe 11x17 is the right page size that'll shrink down appropriately. That's like standard comic book size.
I do have one thing that I wanted to like bring across. I feel like I should might as well just say out there right now. Is you know, we would hope, pretty sure you could agree with me, that like when submitting something, we hope that it's a passionate story. You know, I hope that we don't get someone trying to submit it to like troll us, honestly.
Oh, like how so? I'm interested in this now.
It's like I'm pretty sure it happens where, you know, I don't want someone to say like, here's my story, read it, and then I open it and it's like, I don't know. Like it's like a joke. You know what I mean? Like
mm-hmm.
Or like, I don't know, like what's the worst case scenario? Like I get an email and I'm like, oh cool, a comic story, and then a guy sends like a dick pic or something. I don't know, you know.
Oh, like, that would be hilarious as shit.
I would be deeply
offended by being like, what the fuck, dude?
Like I'd be like, never... okay, well, you know what I mean? Like don't send us
your dick pics. That's all we're asking. That's all we that's like everything else is kind of on the table, but just like no dick pics, please.
This is like I'd be like I'm flattered, but no thank you. It's just like, but you know, you know what I'm saying. I couldn't think of like a proper example, but like I hope people passion projects. I don't want to waste anybody's time, you know.
Yeah, that's you.
Mine, you know, like let's take this somewhat serious, you know. Mm-hmm. Like it could be a fun story. I just hope that like you take it as serious as we do, because you know.
Yeah, and we're seeing from what I've already previewed and some of these creators I've been talking to, man, all of you guys are so amazing.
Like, God damn. Like, I was like, there's a lot of talented people out there. I've read about 3 stories already. I'm not going to name any names or titles, but I've read 3 and I was like, holy fuck, this is someone that's like, hasn't been published. I was like, it's kind of shocking that like, I was like, man, if this person's struggling to get published, what does that say about me? Fuck, you know, like.
And that's the cool thing about lesser known, them also being an indie publisher, you're getting tied into something that's a little bit bigger from the start. And we want to help you get your stuff out there. When this book comes out, I'm probably going to be traveling to shops, trying to get more shops around the country to carry it.
Go to conventions.
Yeah, conventions are back up and we'll be there. Probably at the lesser known booth too, throughout at least the East Coast and West Coast, whenever he goes out there. We want to expand this as much as possible. And the exposure you'll get out of this is pretty interesting, since Brandon's on San Francisco. I'm over here in Virginia near DC. Like we have a widespread of exposure for everybody. And I know exposure doesn't pay the bills and all that, but it could get you a gig somewhere. And I mean, you get to have something in your portfolio.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like, you know, you and I are like, you know, given the opportunity to get published, we're like, sure, I'll work for free. You know, like,
we've done that.
Sometimes I'm like, you know, it would have been nice to get paid, but screw it. I mean, it's better than nothing. I mean, the most I lose, I mean, I'm still creating, so the most I lose is a little time, and that's not the end of the world.
Yeah. So, and maybe it'll inspire people to do the same thing. Group together, put together anthologies, let us know about it. We'll get you on the show, you know, like we do everyone else. I mean, and that's just one of the things. And maybe in the future we could pay people, but I just don't want to promise you people and then fail and mess up. And, you know, maybe this does fucking amazing, and then I'm like, you know what, I can pay people. I don't fucking know. I don't know how. Yeah. I mean, I'm still working out the cost for everything to make the goal. We're months, you know, ahead of time. So, but we're, you know, if pitches and concept art, we're accepting to the end of November. At that point, we're going to be having our final decisions be made and looking at the last submissions. Everyone is going to get the equal amount of time and attention. I'm going to be very thorough about that. And we'll be doubling back to things. I'm not going to overlook anything just once and dismiss it. There's no way, unless it's a dick pic. That's the only way. I just dismiss it instantly.
I can just see it. There's going to be like that one person's like, I'm going to get them so good. Like,
we fucked ourselves.
Flattered, but no thank you. But
you know, if we're going to be looking at pitches, and then, you know, throughout the month and everything, we'll probably be going through them a month at a time, pretty much, and really making some decisions every month to kind of filter stuff out. So some people we will try to let them know as early as possible before they start making stuff. Or maybe we could talk about feedback and see how it can improve, depending how things go. We're learning at this point, too. But I really want to help people. That's the big thing about it. Like, if I could help people improve, or if I could help people, give them some pointers, or I see them improve in 6 months, a year, I mean, that's a cool thing. You know, maybe it's just not ready yet, but it can be. I want to see people get there. I would just love my work to be out there. So same, that's here. The thing about it. You know what I mean? Like, straight up, so like, as like another creator, comments. Yeah, as creators, we just want to have our work out there, and we want to help other people get their work out there too, because I'm sure they want it just as we want it. If we're thinking the same here, we're thinking there's other people like us, and that's what we're looking for. And yeah, I mean, I don't even know what I was just talking about before that, but I don't know. It's just cool stuff. It's just a cool punk rock anthology. We're accepting stuff to the end of November, and we'll be letting you know if you don't move forward, or we give you some feedback. Those moving forward, we'll kind of give like a hint towards and everything, to just get more information. And we'll try to be doing that every month until the end. And then we'll probably, hopefully, be launching this Kickstarter either January or February is the goal. I don't want to, like, definitely say that, but maybe I shouldn't have. But that's what I'm aiming for, to see if work can get done by then.
It's okay to say a goal in mind. I mean,
yeah,
you know, it's a first time on a lot of fronts. It's the first time being, like, a editor, managing editor to, like, a book, you know?
Yeah.
And it's also being the distributor, and, you know, I just hope people can understand that, like, we're doing this for the passion of comics. We're doing this to be part of a community. We're doing this to create a community and link people together that mm-hmm. want to do the same thing as us. And again, just full honesty, we're learning. We're just trying to figure it out. And
yeah,
we want to be the best for all of you. We want to be awesome and cooperative. So we just...
And those of you who've already messaged us, you probably already know. Like, I've been very helpful and insightful in all of the messages and super friendly. And you'll answer anything as much as I can, you know? And if I don't know, I'll get back to you right away. So that's what we want. It's just a good experience. We're going to do our best. We will be doing our best. We'll be promoting the hell out of this. We want to get it out there as far as possible and see what can happen and just make a cool little podcast, punk rock, indie movement going and get some work out there. And it'll be super exciting. I can't really think of anything else. Oh, Color Black and White. As long, whatever serves the story best. There's no reason to decide that right now. Like, full, that's no...
I mean, yeah, full creative freedom at that point. And,
not restricting. People are asking, you know, what's vulgar, offensive? No dick pics. That's just what we're asking. I'm just going to respond to that. But people are asking how far they can go, if it's too extreme or stuff like that. And I'm just like, I guess if it's not, like, you know, stupid racist or...
Yeah, no...
If it's, like
no
dick pics...
Like, more like no bigotry, you know?
Yeah, you know what I mean? You know, and you guys, if you guys are submitting stuff and at least check out the show, you know what we're about, and I'm very outspoken about a lot of stuff. So
yeah,
and just look at the Instagram feed and you'll know like where we reside on a lot of issues and what we think and how loose we are in general. Like
it doesn't matter, like don't be an asshole for the sake of being an asshole. No bigotry. I'm not gonna put up for that. You try to, you know, come at us with any sort of, for the sake of trying to be edgy or offensive or whatever it may be. Like, no chance.
yeah, exactly.
Like, not going to put up with that. I'll be very vocal about that as well.
So it's like, it's, 100%, like 100% on that. So, yeah, I mean, let's just have fun and see where it goes. And I mean, I really want to put out more and I want to put everyone else out more and just get, I mean, we have a publisher, dude. You know what I mean?
There's a chance for us to be like publisher, like a publisher.
Yeah. And then get you guys some comps and we'll have fun with it. And we just can't wait to interact with all of you. And we can't thank you all enough for just being so kind and open and polite and interested. And literally, it's been great. So if anything else, you know, we'll keep people in the loop. And thank you to everyone that's already submitted stuff. Mm-hmm. Next week, we're actually going to be having, I'm going to say next week, it could be in the next 2 weeks, next couple weeks. We have another, was it First Issues episode coming out? and mm-hmm. that's a little bit older. And then we'll have an interview coming out pretty soon for another cool, really cool Kickstarter. On it's a killer Kickstarter from lesser known coming out. And what else? There's some cool stuff going on. I was just on Source Pages podcast talking about Sandman. I'm going to be on Across the Bifrost pretty soon as well. So just keep up with that. Mm-hmm. And then we'll have another Sandman episode coming up pretty soon too. Oh,
we also said we might. There's a big maybe. Big maybe. But we also might get into do some Gotham Knights commentary stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And we were talking about playing that at some point, because I know you're buying it, right?
I need to still, yeah. I'm really not excited for it, but I'm going to buy it no matter what.
It's Batman. I have a strong feeling I'm going to play it and think, like, that was cool.
But yeah. I just don't get, like, I don't like giving them powers.
Yeah, I know what you mean. That's a whole separate issue.
That's like what? That's not the point of these characters. That's what affected me. Yeah. But yeah. Also, and I'm just telling Brandon this for the first time too, but Haley from the Source Pages, Ryan from Across the Bifrost, and our awesome cosplaying friends might come on the show for an over under episode, and it might be a gigantic party, and we should do it live.
Oh, yeah. This is my first time hearing about this.
I mean, it's the first time me thinking of it doing it live. I'm going to message them right now and be like, guys, we just announced that we're doing it live.
Like, hey, you probably messaged Ryan while recording the show more than anyone else.
I probably do. I had to, like, yell at him today because I was like, Ryan, I fucking miss you. Like,
passion is like no other. We love him.
Yes, he's the absolute, absolute best.
That man is built to be an entertainer.
But yeah, check out, we'll check this out. It'll be good. Oh, keep an eye out for our Drink and Draws Thursday night. Me and Danny are still doing that. We're like on week 11, dude. It's been insane.
Been crushing it, dude.
It's been, I got to post up some of the other photos still, but that's about it. I don't know. We're doing a lot of cool stuff in the works, and thank you all. And it's really exciting. So go share. Look at this cat.
I know. She came out of nowhere. Yeah, no. Thank you, everybody. We all hope that this becomes something big. We all hope that, like, we can really make it into something that can continue. And just thank you for submitting. Thank you for giving us the time of day and, you know, this opportunity. Because this is more than just us at this point.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate it. And, well, you know, be creative.
Fuck yeah. And thanks for hanging.
Thanks for having me.